B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to the Rap Party Podcast today, everybody, with a special guest. Nope, not Harley from Window Nation. We are talking about Jax from Lorenz, the Strager household.
Yes.
Your son is here.
He's in the studio.
What's with the drop-off today? Has the au pair already quit?
No, she hasn't quit. She is at the Social Security office today getting her Social Security number.
Does she get a temporary one?
So I thought it was a temporary number, but apparently it's not temporary.
Huh.
That she actually gets a Social Security number.
And keeps it.
Mm-hmm.
Won't be given to anybody else.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
What's
your Social Security number start with?
A 2. What about yours?
Two.
1.
That's kind of weird. I didn't think that people who were just on like temporary visas get.
I know. Well, they're working, so I guess they have to have a way to track their like taxes and stuff.
You know what he needs in his life? Preschool. Jax.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's
so ready for it. Look, I mean, yes. Like, imagine him at a school with toys.
So, because he's one, like, the school that Cash is in has a twos program, so he can go next year or, like, when he's 18, I think 18 months
okay.
is the earliest they'll take him. But a lot of places, like, don't, I mean, daycares do, yes. But, mm-hmm. like, for, like, school kind of environments, they have to be potty trained.
Ruby's not, and she's going to pre.
The school that Cash is at, their twos program, you don't have to be potty trained.
Okay.
So I think I'll end up sending him there when he's closer to two.
Yeah. I mean.
Because you're right. He is. I mean.
Dude, look at him. I mean,
we go to my gym. Like, I mean, he looks like he's 2 right now. I could just lie.
Yeah, but he's just like his curiosity could mm-hmm. be put towards like somebody that was a teacher would know how to channel that curiosity to something like Montessori, like working and opening a doorknob, a lock.
Oh, he already knows how to do all that.
Yeah. Do you have that Montessori board?
Yeah, the lock board.
Yeah, with like the different things
like
on it.
Montessori is like everything, like a wooden toy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yep. And you got to meet your dog Callie a little while ago, Jax.
He was fascinated with her eyeballs.
Throwing a fit.
Oh, boy. Okay.
What just happened to the little buddy? He was standing and then he went down. What's the matter, bud?
See, we have a couple little knots here.
Mm. You want to go for a ride on the golf cart? Does he know that?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Does he like it?
Yeah. I mean, he's a little more antsy on the golf cart than like Cashton is. Cashton loves the golf cart. I can go around the neighborhood twice and Cashton's asleep.
Roy, you love driving golf carts.
Mm-hmm.
She has no time. You should go over every once in a while and take your nephew.
I would have
on a
so
golf cart ride.
Much fun taking Cash on golf cart mm-hmm. rides.
You should,
especially if I can drink.
Yeah. Hey, can I borrow the golf
Good.
Cart this
Bring
weekend?
Driving my kid around the neighborhood.
I'm going to the Panther game, and I can take I'll tow the golf cart here, and then just drive it to the
you
stadium.
You don't have a flatbed or anything for it.
I'll rent one.
And then what are you going to do with my golf cart when you're inside? Because you know all golf carts have the same key.
I'll pay somebody
like
to watch it.
Anybody could just steal my golf cart then.
I'll pay somebody to watch it. I'll keep the key. I'll just be like, hey, just stand here. Just a thought.
I love golf carts. We used to do drunk driving obstacle courses with golf carts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the golf cart with the one wheel on the front, like the old school ones?
Yeah.
They're like really old, dude.
Yeah.
And the steering wheel, was that like that
bar? It was
bar
a metal bar.
Moved?
Yeah. Yeah. Like when we went to... the Eastwood Homes golf tournament at Raintree,
mm-hmm.
the tunnels are tiny because the old golf carts were like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's no room for error in those tunnels.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Remember, it ran out of battery so much quicker because it had a hole in my butt around. We ran out of battery.
Didn't we barely make it back?
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. Well, we got good news. There's like a golf tournament on the horizon for the MRL show, and it's a special one that Nicole's been working on, so we're excited for that. And, we'll have details on that. But today was all about Loren and on the air. Yesterday, Loren was a hot mess because she thought she had lost her wedding ring and was too afraid to tell her husband, dad, Jax.
I thought I held it together pretty well on air.
You did.
But people were even texting in today and were like, I knew something was wrong with Loren yesterday. But I lost my ring, my wedding ring and band, and I thought for sure my husband was going to lose
you
his
said
shit.
Murder me twice today on the air.
Yeah. I.
Do you think you're overreacting to how he would have reacted? Yes.
No.
Dallas wouldn't have murdered her. That's strong.
Not literally.
Okay. Yeah, not literally, but like he would have been so disappointed in me. He would have made it so well known. He would have made it known that I wasn't getting another one. Like, he would have been so hurt that I lost it that I would have heard about it for years.
But what happened to, like, the accidents happen? Like, yes, I would be disappointed with Amanda, but nobody's going to be more disappointed than Amanda. Nobody was going to be more disappointed than you. So maybe you're overreacting to Dallas's reaction is what I'm saying.
I don't know. Even, like, once I told him and, like, we had this, like, not laugh. Because, like, when he told me, I was like, when? When did you take it from him? Like, I needed to know, like, what day? Because it had been missing for, like, 3 days at that point.
It was, like, last month.
Yeah. And because I didn't want to get a false hope because we weren't home. Because I waited until we had to pick Cash up from school and basically told him in the pickup line.
Why did you choose to tell him there?
Because I thought it was a safe place.
What do you mean, safe place?
Like, he couldn't get mad at me and, like, yell at me in the car in front of all of these people.
I like how you thought about the place to tell him.
Well, so I even called Elena and like told Elena this whole thing, and she's like, okay, text me when you tell him, and I'm gonna text him right after that and say, listen,
I love that you're talking to Elena in Italy. And,
yeah.
Your Italian confidant.
Yeah.
What did she say? Oh, Loren, no, I can't believe you lost it.
She was having a bad day too, and she was calling to vent to me, and then I told her what happened, and she's like, fuck. She's like, you always win. And I was like, trust me, I don't want to win this day.
So the good news is you found the ring. The ring is safe and sound, but you have no recollection of taking it back from the pool that day, of getting it out of your shorts.
No, the last time I like remember having contact with it was taking it off to put it in my pocket to put sunscreen on the kids. But I think as women, and I don't know if you guys do this as men, but I think we do a lot of like subconscious things during the day, right? So like even washing our hands, I wash my hands. I don't take my rings off, but then I remove it to dry my hand, that ring finger, and then I put it right back on. But like I couldn't tell you if I did that exact thing the last time I went to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
So you just do it without thinking. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hmm. That's crazy. I mean, and you, Lauren was just a mess yesterday. She goes, Manny, if you want me to do any bit of a show, don't even mention it. And this was at like 5:50. Uh-huh. I'm like, I didn't even know at that point what was wrong. I'm like, I'm not going to mention anything. Let's just do a show.
I was surprised that she would bring it up off the air because
she was freaked, eh?
I thought she would start crying immediately.
Yeah, well, I had to call our pool. And basically, like, when I called the pool, the girl was like, oh, my God. Which, by the way, I have to call them back today because they were going to drain part of the baby pool to try to find it. But she needed another person there. And but she went and drained all the traps and everything else. But they were going to do a big drain today to try to find it if I hadn't found it. So I got to call them here in a minute and tell them.
Well, let them go ahead and drain it. let them do that.
All right, we got to bail. We got to go. Our boss wants us to come to his office, which will be fun because his office is tiny, and we got to bring
in there. It's pandemic panorama.
We got to bring Jax. We got to bring Callie and the four of us. So good. You want us in your office? We're coming.
I won't fit.
All right, that's a wrap, party, everybody. Hopefully, if you lost something, you found it in Loren's medicine cabinet.
Yeah, my mom told me to pray to
Saint
Christopher. Anthony?
Saint Anthony is the one. Saint Christopher is the one that we buried at your old house that sells homes.
Yeah, Saint Christopher and I aren't friends anymore.
No, Saint Christopher is not that. Saint Christopher might be, he might be the car accident saint.
Oh, okay. Saint to keep you safe in trouble.
Anthony helps you find things.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Ciao, everybody.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.